Welcome to day 38 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat, feeling the sense of groundedness. Feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body resting. Taking a moment to just notice how you are this morning. See if you can meet however you are with a sense of kindness and gentleness. Maybe a sense of lightheartedness. I had a meditation teacher who always put, you know, the Buddhists always have long lists, and sense of humor was on almost every list. So that's a wonderful quality to develop in our practice, in our life, not taking ourselves too seriously. It's a great practice. And we here at Gateway promote that together and individually. And so we come to the last of the Eightfold Path. And the last category is right concentration. And I wanted to start with this quote from Cortland Dahl's book, A Meditator's Guide to Buddhism. He has a really nice quote about this. He says that right concentration is a wholesome state of mind where you direct all your mental energy in the same direction to something that is wholesome and fulfilling. This might be an object, like the breath, or to the field of awareness itself. That's like what we talked about yesterday. But whatever the case, it produces a stable, grounded, wholesome state of mind. So working on concentration is, of course, such a foundational practice. If we can't get our mind in the room, we can't do anything with it. So being able to concentrate, bring our attention to where we want it. And this quote reminded me of something else I just wanted to mention, because he says, you know, any object is okay, you know, for our concentration. But, you know, sitting and binging on, you know, many episodes of television is not what he's talking about. You know, so it does matter what we focus on. And sometimes people will say, well, you know, my activity, you know, gardening is my meditation. And I've heard people say that, and sometimes I think of that as for myself. And I think that there's a difference in my mind between things that are meditative and things that are meditation. And like we could pursue Tai Chi for fitness, or we could pursue Tai Chi as a meditation. And I think the distinction for me in my mind is, am I intentionally working with my mind in the activity? So if I'm just out there pulling weeds, continuing the argument with my husband that he doesn't even know that we're having in my head, that's not meditation. Right? If I'm out there pulling weeds and I'm working with how my mind is working, noticing when I'm distracted, noticing that I'm getting caught off guard with the argument that my husband doesn't even know we're having, and bringing back to just weeding, that's meditation. So it is true that we can use almost any activity, but the intention is this concentration or this awareness or this focus on working with what's going on in my mind. And that, for me, makes the difference. So it's not just taking these postures. Meditation is not just taking the posture or just closing your eyes, right? We can meditate anywhere, but it has to do with how we work with our mind. So I wanted to say that before the end of the 40 days. This seemed like a good day to do it. So let's practice. Let's work with our minds. So again, taking our seat, finding that sense of groundedness. From that sense of being grounded in the body, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid. Not too loose, not too tight in your posture. Also, not too loose, not too tight in your attitude towards yourself. This is where sense of humor comes in. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening and softening in front. Connecting to that tender heart. Relax your hands. And just allow the mind to rest in the stillness of the body. And the warmth and friendship of our practice together.